Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy sits on the panel that could soon be in the spotlight after the release of the Mueller report. The Democrat is on the House Intelligence Committee, and it is asking Special Counsel Robert Mueller to testify. Krishnamoorthy joins us now to talk about what's next. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
So before we talk about what's next in all of this, I'd like to get your reaction to the Mueller report. As a person who's been steeped in this investigation, did anything you read in the redacted report surprise you?
A couple things. One, the glossary to this particular report reads like the Russian phone book. There were enormous and extensive ties between President Trump and his associates, as well as Russian entities. From a counterintelligence standpoint, regardless of whether those ties amount to criminal conspiracy, we have to ask whether any of those ties might be something that could lead to the Russians using them or exploiting them for leverage or compromise of our government officials that could endanger national security. So that's the first thing that I took away. The second is that despite what Mr. Barr said about the president not committing obstruction of justice, I think the report points out a number of times when the president engaged in such activities. And quite frankly, contrary to what Mr. Barr says, Mr. Mueller says he does not exonerate the president.
Democrats want Robert Mueller to testify before Congress, and you could be one of the congressmen who gets to question him. What might you ask?
Well, I'd ask him a few things. One, what are the risks that we have from a counterintelligence standpoint with regard to past relationships, transactions, anything that might exist between the president or his associates and Russians? The second is, you know, Special Counsel Mueller said that the Russians interfered in, quote unquote, a sweeping and systematic fashion in our democracy in 2016. And I'd like to hear from him what he thinks we should be doing to prevent that from happening again. And then the third and last point is, you know, in the appendix are listed 25 matters that have either been transferred or referred to other jurisdictions for further investigation, but about half of them have been totally blacked out and redacted. You know, that those are lingering investigations from the special counsel's investigation, and we need to know, you know, what kind of wrongdoing is happening there.
All right, so this investigation and some others have been going on for more than 2 years now. What else is there for Congress to do at this point that has not already been done?
You know, one of the biggest things that Congress has to do right now is we have to protect the next elections from meddling. The Russians hacked into tens of thousands of records of Illinois voters in the State Board of Elections database and viewed thousands of them and their personal information. You can bet your bottom dollar they're going to try again. So the question is, are we prepared here in Illinois to prevent that from happening again? There are 20 other states that were hacked as well. And I think this is something that Congress has to take up urgently before the 2020 elections.
So leading into this next question, some Democrats have been wanting to impeach President Trump because of the Russia investigation. And now that you've had a chance to read the redacted Mueller report, is that something you support?
I think it's too early for that still. I want to talk to Special Counsel Mueller directly. He, in particular, said that he basically did not proceed to the allegation of criminal obstruction of justice against the president. And he laid out various reasons, one of which was he didn't feel he had the ability to indict a sitting president. And I need to understand, and I think my colleagues probably need to understand, were there any other reasons? Did the evidence strongly support these obstruction of justice charges, or did he feel that there were holes in them? And if there were holes, what are they? And what are the questions Congress should be asking to supply information to fill those holes? One notable point in his report was he said that people had deleted information from their computers. Other pieces of information disappeared in encrypted applications. And the other interesting thing that he mentioned was that a bunch of people lied repeatedly about their conduct, and that impaired his investigation as well. So understanding what got in the way of finishing supplying answers to those important questions and what Congress needs to do is part of the set of inquiries we need to make as we try to analyze next steps.
Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks, Lisa.